Hey, Randy.
Hi,
My question
Jason.
is if you could boil down maybe 4 to 5 key principles of money found in Scripture, what would you say that is?
Well, certainly I would start with God's ownership of everything. That's something that, probably all of us have heard, but I just don't think we take it to heart the way we need to. All of the stewardship parables begin with the premise of someone else's ownership. And that's God's ownership. And if you don't start with God's ownership, if you think that it's yours, you're just going to have problems. But once you see it, it all is belonging to God, that's the initial paradigm shift that we all need to have. Another major principle besides God owning everything and the fact that we're his money managers would be that our hearts are always going to go where we put God's money. And that's what Jesus was saying, was where your treasure is, your heart will be also. So yeah, store up for yourself treasures in heaven. Why? Well, first of all, realize that even right here and now, your heart is going to follow your treasures. So if you buy up shares of Microsoft, your heart will be with Microsoft. If you buy up shares of God's kingdom by giving to God's kingdom, by putting your money, God's money actually, into God's kingdom, you'll have vested interest in God's kingdom. Another one is just reminding ourselves that, heaven, and the future new earth, which I talk about in my heaven book and other places, it's my true home. Hebrews 11 says we're citizens of a better country, a heavenly one. As long as we think of this temporal earth that we now live on, an earth that's actually under the curse, as long as we think of this as our true home, our main home, we will not follow God's principles that are laid out for us in Scripture, because we'll always just be thinking about building our little kingdoms for this world instead of the world to come. And one of the things I talk about, another principle I would throw in that I talk about in my books is living not for the dot, but living for the line, because our lives here are brief. They begin, they end, they're a dot. But from that dot extends a line that goes on forever. And so if we're smart, and we all live in the dot, we have no choice but to live in the dot. But if we're smart, we're going to live for the line. We're going to live with eternity in view. And then another principle, giving is the only antidote to materialism, and went through that in 1 Corinthians 6. And then the final one that I list, in fact, in several of my books, is that, including treasure principle, is the paradigm shift of realizing that God prospers me not to raise my standard of living, but to raise my standard of giving. You see that in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, and even where he tells the Corinthians that, Paul does, that you will be made rich in every way. And all of a sudden it sounds like, because it's talking about financial wealth in context, and it sounds like prosperity theology for just a moment. Until he finishes the sentence, you will be made rich in every way. So that what? So that I can live in the nicest house and have several of them, and drive the nicest car and have several of those, and all of that? No, it's you will be made rich in every way, so that you may be generous on every occasion. So those would be some basic principles.